Sanders on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Have you thought about your worst Christmas party yet? I've been out into Skipton to find out what people want at a good bash.
My name's Rose Kay and I'm from Conanley.
What makes a good Christmas party?
A few gin and tonics. Good friends.
Ian Holgate and I'm from Whittlesworth.
And what makes a good Christmas party then?
Good music.
What do you two think?
A good atmosphere. Get them up dancing, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, aye, yeah.
Get them up dancing and a few bevvies.
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
And what's your tipple of choice, madam?
I like a brandy and lemonade.
Oh, do you now? Right, well, we'll all go to the pub together. What's your name?
Emma.
And where are you from?
Evelyn.
And what makes a good Christmas party?
Decorations.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Neve, from Denham.
And what makes a good Christmas party?
Christmas dinner.
When it comes to the food and drink for a great Christmas party, Alexander's in Skipton has got it sorted, as Chef Struan has been explaining. And first of all, Jess, who is in charge of the experience and putting it all together.
We're so excited for Christmas. Obviously, we're not too far away now, so we thought it'd be a really good opportunity to talk on the Food and Drink Show tonight about all of the fabulous things we've got going on around Christmas, particularly for Christmas parties. So if you still haven't booked your work's Christmas do, or you're looking to gather your friends and your family, we want to talk about all about the fabulous festive experience that we've got planned from the 19th of November all the way through until the end of December, Alexander's.
The run-up to Christmas gets busy, so you've got to kind of get your calendar out and get organised and plot in where you want to be and who you want to be with and get organised, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And there's still time, because we've got some really great early booking incentives that if you get your booking in before the end of October, we've got a complimentary arrival drink before the festive menu. And if you're coming and joining us for Off Piste, which we're going to be talking about, which is our Alpine Chalet next month, there's still £25 off a group booking if you get it in before the end of October. So lots of reasons to get booking quickly.
I'm excited to hear about Off Piste. I often go Off Piste on a weekend, I've got to be honest with you.
I know, it's fantastic experience. So we're going to be eating all the food from Off Piste in next month's Food and Drink Show. But if anyone who doesn't know yet, it's our Alpine Chalet that we construct in the Secret Garden every Christmas. We've even got Santa coming on Sundays this time as well. So lots and lots for the whole family to get involved. And hot news in yesterday, the Steins arrived. So be lots of beer drinking going on as well, I'm sure.
This is music to my ears. I love Steins as well. Fantastic stuff. So here then, you can cater this year for anybody, whether they want to come down and have a few drinks with the friends and have a little pre-Christmas friend social, or whether it's your Christmas party, you could cater for any size of groups as well.
That's right, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about our festive menu, which is geared up for lots of different group sizes. So if it's a smaller works party or a large party, we can definitely accommodate you. We've got our private dining room, the Lawrence, upstairs. We can fit up to 24 people in a private dining room setting up there, which is a lovely kind of private space to have a works Christmas party or a family gathering. Or downstairs we can have groups for anything from 2 up to sort of 40 people. And if you come at the weekends, there's live entertainment from our vocalist as well, which is a lovely experience. So we've got lots of food today. Struan's put together a sample of things from our festive menu, which I should say is delivered in a sharing way. So it's a really social experience. We like to think of it a bit like a family Christmas dinner. So you gather around the table and it's all delivered on really big boards, which you can see here today, and then you're encouraged to carve it at the table yourselves.
And share being the key word.
Exactly.
We don't want anybody greedy on the table.
No.
Okay, so Struan, I mean, you're a chef, you obviously work in the food industry. Yep. You must get really excited about preparing a festive menu.
Absolutely. I think, you know, luckily this year we had a fantastic summer, so we've tried to hold on for that as long as we can. Got all those really vibrant, you know, fresh ingredients, whereas I think come winter, all chefs look forward to getting back into the really sort of hearty, braised, you know, sticky, really rich, luxurious kind of food, which festive, you know, menus are ideal for. So try to create a little bit of that in the Alexander's way. As Jess said, it's all designed to share. We've tried to sort of hit the sort of classic elements of a festive menu. So there is turkey on there, obviously. We do ours in a butter and sage emulsion. So it's poached really slowly, so it retains all its moisture. We serve it on massive boards with loads of family selections of veg. We do the same thing with our beef option, which is a beef cheek bourguignon. Again, really slow braise, 14 hours overnight. It's really rich, really sticky. Tons of calories, which is perfect for this time of year. And again, just designed to sort of be torn apart and dug into at the table. So we've put a couple of these things up today for you. We've got the ox cheek, which I think is going to be a pretty fun favourite, to be honest, yeah. So we've put up a little tart here. It's a vegetarian option. So it's a Jerusalem artichoke and roasted beetroot tart with a watercress and caper salad. So the base of it is a gluten-free pastry, which is ideal for all dietaries. We try and accommodate as much as we can. People are welcome to sort of get in touch with us and explain their dietaries and their different needs, which we'll always try and cater to. Little artichoke and onion puree in the bottom, and then really nicely roasted and confit artichokes and beetroots on the top. The capers and the watercress just add a nice little peppery note to cut through the richness.
The taste is absolutely fantastic from that. You can taste everything that's been put in that tart. And should we move on to the...
It's the ox cheek bourguignon, so really slow braised ox cheek. We've cooked it overnight, just in a really rich beef stock. Should be falling apart. It should just really, you know, be really soft and unctuous. The bourguignon garnish is some smoked bacon, some shallots, and a little mushroom fricassee. So a very classic dish, but we've just elevated it to a little sharing portion for Alexander's.
With a nice pot of gravy on the side there, very warm and winter, and the meat, oh, it's absolutely, it is really, really tender. You've tried a little bit as well, haven't you, Jess?
Yeah, I've just had a little bit. It's melting the mouth, isn't it? It's delicious. It's
beautiful. Okay, so the third dish then over here.
Tried to do a slightly lighter dish to combat all this heavy winter meat. It's our salmon dish, which we've turned into a Wellington. So traditionally a Wellington is obviously beef. We've done our little Alexander's take on it for the salmon option. So lovely piece of prime salmon wrapped in a flaky puff pastry. There's a little bit of spinach and duxelles in there, which is like a mushroom patty. And again, we serve it with just some more fresh English spinach, some wild mushrooms and some nice potatoes. But again, this will come with all our array of family served Christmas veg.
So tasty. It's literally just like melting the mouth stuff. Absolutely, really well presented as well. Obviously brought to you on a wooden board. Very hearty, very home cooked and winter. Really, really tasty. So they're all available on the festive menu then, Jess?
Yeah, that's right. So our three course festive menu starts on the 19th of November. There's a choice of three starters, three mains and three desserts to choose from. And we've got a selection of festive tipples, Christmassy cocktails. So lots of things to tuck into and enjoy. And drinks packages too, if you're booking for a large party or a works Christmas do.
And an offer as well if you book before the end of October.
Yeah, that's right. If you book before the end of October, then there's a complimentary arrival drink, so mulled wine or mulled cider or a winter punch.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
And if you want to book your Christmas party at Alexander's, head along to their website, alexanders-skipton.com.